turn on the light. Gonna lap it, we'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. It's not been it, he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rage no more. Like a video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFON Medford. You can see I didn't have my microphone where I wanted it. That's what all that noise was about. Oh, noise. What happened to the noise? It's still, the magazine doesn't exist anymore, does it? T-Max. I was once the centerfold in the noise, wearing nothing but a fig leaf. Check it out sometime. No, I guess you can't anymore, but You can probably find something online about it. Happy birthday to Andy Warhol and Elliot Smith. Hopefully they can hear me. I'm sure they got better things to do up in heaven. And rest in peace, Jimmy Harold, owner of the Rathskeller, fondly known as the Rat here in Boston. It's where anybody who was anybody played, if you were in a band in Boston. Punk. Pretty much punk rock. I'm sure my band would have played there if we were around when the Rat was around, but didn't. The Thigh Scrapers didn't exist yet. So I pulled out Live at the Rat, Volume 1 and 2. I'm going to play the best of it. And I hope you like it. You probably own it, but maybe you haven't pulled it out in a while. That's what she said. Hey! 91.5 MFO. Let's start off with DMZ. We'll have Real Kids coming up too, and Third Reel, and you stick around. And we'll also do something to Andy Warhol and Elliot Smith after I take care of the rap business. This one's called Boys From Nowhere on MFO.
The moral is, dig my zipper. Dig Manted. All right. Okay, you can dig it.
Yes, DMZ. Early Jeff Conley before Liars. And I'll be just popping in real quick in between these just to let you know who they are. I don't see Liars in here. We'll have to play some afterwards. After I do Live at the Rat, Volume 1 and 2, the best of. Gotta do some real kids, right? Hey, who needs you?
Yeah. train now. I kind of think it matters, just my happen again. My soul says it feels alive like in 65.
Sure, why that happened. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, that was the Real Kids. We're playing live at the Rat in memory of Jimmy Harold. Rest in peace. I met Jimmy once at, I was at the Rat a couple of times. Back then, I used to get so loaded, though, I don't even remember who was playing. But Jimmy made it to at least one of the Rat Beach parties we held down at the C-Note. And I got to speak to him, fortunately. And next up, Third Rail. Don't touch it. There we go.
Just rearrange it and say to me,
91.5 MFO. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Brian? DJ.
DJ, haven't spoke to you in a while. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Last time we talked, I was giving you my predictions for the 2020s.
Right.
Do you remember what I said?
You didn't say that we were going to get hit with a pandemic.
I said the opposite.
What did you say?
I said that it would be the sexy 20s.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember now.
And I said that as common as Starbucks, there would be brothels on every single corner with robots.
With robots?
Yes.
Do people have sex with these robots? Or?
Yes, and it would be as commonplace as Starbucks.
Kind of like one of those Japanese robots I've seen. They look real human.
Whatever you're into, I don't care. Whatever. You know what? They don't call
it monkey paw. I don't want to be screwing Rosie from the Jetsons, you know?
Right. So I think the predictions are over.
Okay. You're not going to do that anymore?
I don't think so. I'm so far off base. I'm just going to stick with picking stocks.
I think, didn't you say before Charlie Watts died that one of the Stones was going to die?
Yeah, I had Mick fading out on us, but that was like back in 2016.
It's all a blur. I don't know.
Indeed, but you know, I've got great memories of a rat. I mean, if I went to one show there, I went to 100.
How many did he really go to?
I bet you I went to between 10 and 20.
Oh, that's cool. I think I was there twice.
No.
But I mean, I was young. I don't even think I was of age. I just like snuck in. I might have been 21, 22, maybe.
So I would always go to the local bands. I never went to any big band there. I just went to local bands.
Did they have big bands there?
No, occasionally they would have some.
I mean, we shouldn't say that. These are all big bands, but more well-known, I guess.
Yeah, I went to like Heretics. I know I went there. I went on Stompbox, Wargasm.
Cool.
Oh, the Zulus.
Oh, I know the Zulus. Yep.
Yeah, are any of those on this Volume 1 and Volume 2?
I haven't seen any of those groups you mentioned, but we have a lot of great ones coming up, and I'll probably play some Zulus afterward, okay?
Yeah, do you have Zulus turned on?
I'll look it up. Let me write that down. Turned on?
Yes.
Turned on Zulus.
Unbelievable song. Unbelievable live.
I'll check it out.
And Stompbox, I saw them. I saw Stompbox there, I bet you, 3 or 4 times.
I'll see if we get Stompbox in. Okay. You might hear those afterwards.
Sounds good, Brian. So nice to talk to you. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, hope to see you sometime. Maybe we'll cruise down to Florida again. DJ!
Could happen anytime. Stop by the studio. Who knows?
Let me tell the audience. DJ actually got me a week of DJing at some radio station down there. What was it called, DJ?
Yeah, it was the Pilot Radio Network. Pilot Radio Network.
Yeah, believe it or not, Marie and I flew down to Florida and did a week of shows.
That was phenomenal. Those shows, I mean, I wish they were recorded. Those are awesome shows.
That was pretty crazy. I mean, they had us on camera, and we grabbed some pirate hats from Disney World because that was pirate radio.
Right. Oh, my God. That was ahead of its time. Good content, too. They didn't know what to make of you.
Right. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, with the Boston accent and everything, they're like, what the hell is this?
Craven loved you.
Craven, that was the guy. All right, I got to get back to this.
Nice talking to you, Brian. Take care.
DJ, we love you. See ya.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. DJ, great guy. 91.5 WMFO. One more from Third Reel.
machine. He tied her to the stove. When he kicked her, she screamed. Rondi knew she'd get off when he got real mean. Till one day she's DOA, she split the scene. Buster shot was hot, Ron took his toys. Rumbled up to Boston where fist in his pop. Till his second night in town he turned on a cop. But he's a rugged butch rider. Ronnie Rush is his name. He's into heavy phone. Being master's his game. And he greases his fist. He drinks hot water. He's got a Ronnie wore a leather that zipped up his back, and a studded ring that he wore around his sack, and down from his belt 20 outdated keys. But only tough bitches better get on their knees. Jimmy Dean was just a John McCall. And a prince hated every woman that he took. The only thing he ever read was his PDR book. But he's a rugged butch rider. Ronnie Rush is his name. He's into heavy phone. He masters his game. He greases his fist. He drinks hot water.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. That was Sass. How sassy. Sass with Rockin' in the USA. Before that, it was, well, started that block off with Third Reel. Had Badass Bruce and Rodney Rush. Then a band called Susan. I was expecting a girl to be singing, but nope. I Don't Want to Know Your Name. That's the name of the song. Susan did. And then Sass, Rockin' in the USA. Stick around. Finale's coming up with some Willy Loco. And neighborhoods aren't on these compilations. But I have some neighborhoods live at the Rat. We'll play at least one of those after this album. And the album's not going in order or anything. I'm doing it how I think it should sound. Got some Thunder Train coming up, but first one from Mark Thor. Live at the Rat, Jimmy Harold. Will always be remembered and loved. Here's Mark Thor, Circling L.A.
We'll be right back. people get me. So, you get me so, so excited. When I say I don't want to hear no more of this stuff that's coming down through my AM radio. Right now, I want to rock. I said, I got to rock. Steven, I got to rock. Rock it back. coming from. You go home at night, you lie down your mattress. You throw a TV dinner in the oven. You throw a patio Mexican TV dinner in the oven. You sit down, you watch a Charlie Chan late show. And you say, all I want to do is roll over and turn on the radio and hear a little bit of rock. I mean, I don't want to hear no boop bop swinging stuff. I don't want to hear no la-di-da, let's make love stuff. I want to hear some down, mean, rockin'. I want to get down. I got Rick on the bass. Rick, give it a minute.
WMFO in Medford with Thunder Train. I've got a rock. And before that, I'm so excited. That guy was definitely excited. Mark Thor before that with Circling LA. Started off with DMZ, had Real Kids, Third Reel, Susan, Sass, Mark Thor. Do the finale with the boys, Willie Loco Alexander. But we'll have the Inflictors on right after this. Oh, yeah, I do know that some big bands, before they were big, played the Rat. The Police were there. We'll play something afterwards from that show, 1978. And who else? Billy Rath told me Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers played, but I wasn't always sure of it, if his memory was correct. So let me know. Somebody also told me B-52s played there. Is that right? A lot of it was before my time. Well, not before my time. I was alive, but just a little kid. Little brat. Playing the Rat. His Inflictors.